Blackstone Audio presents Green Monster by Rick Shevchik. For My Mother and Father. Chapter 1. Boston, Massachusetts. Lou Kenwood lowered the sports section of the Boston Globe and looked at the ocean through the back window of his Lincoln town car. A smile spread across his face. Despite a string of recent losses, the sports writers were still calling him Lucky Louie. He never got tired of that. Louis Albert Kenwood was 78 years old. He was a billionaire. He had a thick mane of white hair, the constitution of a 50-year-old, and a replica of the 2004 Major League Baseball World Championship trophy sitting on a glass-covered pedestal in his downtown Boston office. Some men cured disease. Some won. Some put out fires, rescued drowning children, wrote beautiful music, designed magnificent buildings, gave millions to charity. Lucky Louie Kenwood had the good fortune to own the Boston Red Sox when they finally broke the 86-year curse of the Bambino and won the World Series for the first time since 1918. No scientist, soldier, firefighter, artist, engineer, or philanthropist had done nearly so much for the populace that lived between Connecticut and Quebec. Lucky Louie was the most beloved human being in New England, even among sports writers. Kenwood set the paper down next to him and stared out at King's Beach. He could see the peninsula community of Nahant from the road. He always wondered whether he and Catherine might have been better off buying an oceanfront home there instead of on Marblehead Neck. There was something more dramatic and even romantic about being surrounded by the ocean. But they hadn't been able to find a house that was big enough.